Hero, where great music lives. U105.
Okay, listening to Johnny Hero here on U105. Our special guest, who's been very good about being bunked in the queue by Barry McGuigan, it's Amanda St. John. We're going to hear the new single, If I Should Fall. That's terrific. Amanda St. John, and that's the new single, If I Should Fall. Amanda, how you doing?
I'm good, John.
Just talking about
you.
You've your hair and all done lovely.
Oh, thank
It's very retro. I mean, it looks like a World War II haircut.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it's a good thing. No, but I mean, it's kind of retro, very retro glam kind of thing.
Yeah, well, the song is very retro, and I suppose I would normally go for the back combing kind of beehive-y retro look. but I decided to go full on Hollywood glamour. I'm shooting the video for this song tonight, up in the Empire. So I literally just wanted to go for full on retro. So the girls down at Vintage Rocks sorted me out with an old hairdo.
No, it really looks the part, does indeed. What are you wearing with it?
A gorgeous frock.
No, listen, so things have been going from strength to strength for you. You've been very busy over the last year. Was it deliberate at the outset that you were setting a target, right, for a year, 18 months, we're just going to go hell for leather here and, you know, keep doing singles and videos and gigs?
Pretty much. You have to be visible. So if I want to build myself as an artist, you have to be visible to people. So you're only as good as your last release.
Yeah.
So you literally have, if you want people to take you seriously, you have to be releasing something every 4 months.
Yeah.
Because they're not, after that, the shelf life is gone from the single, so they need something else to play.
But a lot of people would like to do that, but just, you know, life gets in the way. You have things to do, and you know, so you obviously must have had to set your priorities out, right?
Yeah.
The music for this is
very focused. I work very, very hard, I have to say. And like, it's all self-funded, so it looks very glamorous, and, you know, with social media and all, we joke about it sometimes, it's like smoke and mirrors, you know, it looks glamorous, but I've maybe done a 40-hour week at work that week, and I've got a child, and I do about 700 miles a week in the car travelling, and then I maybe go to work, go to rehearsals, do a gig, come home and sit for 3 hours on the computer.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot of work.
It's like one of those ducks, you know, looks very serene on the surface, and the legs are paddling like mad. You know,
I work really hard, but I really enjoy it, and I think it's because it took me so long to actually get that. Now that I'm doing it, I just love it and I'm really hungry for it.
Yeah.
You know?
What are the, I mean, we'd Ben Glover in the other day, and I mean, the whole record industry has changed in that, you know, 10, 15 years ago, the idea was get a wee bit of profile and get a major record label to sign you. Yeah. Doesn't work like that now. So what would your immediate targets be? Is it, you know, I'm not sure what way it's all channeled now. I'm genuinely asking, you know.
Unless you're pop, like a teenager, and you're going for the pop, you don't actually need a record label anymore.
Yeah.
Social media and that has kind of opened up channels more than it's been, and people aren't actually, there's a lot of money gets invested in musicians, and people aren't prepared to waste their money because music isn't as, you know, the downloads wouldn't, or the sales aren't as good as they used to be. So basically all I need is a good booking agent and a good manager. All I need is the gigs and and promo for the gigs. So if I was getting the right gigs, you're building your audience slowly.
Yeah.
So at the minute, I'm just trying to build the profile enough that people can see that I'm worth investing in.
Well, that's it. I mean, your ethos is be get them to the gigs and I'll entertain them. I can convert them if we can get them there.
So any artist starting out, you need a manager and you need a booking agent. And that's the main things.
Yeah.
And the rest you can do pretty much yourself. But it's getting the big venues and getting the radio slots and the PR team behind that's important.
I mean, in recent times, you've played Maiden City Festival, Hilden Beer Festival, Sunflower Festival, the East Belfast Arts Festival, Lammas Fair, the Atlantic Sessions, the Tanglewood Festival, Belfast Music Week. I mean, you know, you're like a hamster on a treadmill, just going from one festival to the next.
I've been very lucky now because it does take a wee while to build up. But I as I say, I work very hard at it, and I just target the ones that I want. And I've been very lucky to get most of them. Now, there's a few that I wanted that I didn't get.
Yeah.
But and then I've been looking at support slots as well. I've been very lucky to get a few really good support slots because that's already established audiences. And if you get somebody that's a similar style to yours, it's very good to, as an artist, to build your profile. And
you might have an extra couple of thousand people walking away, suddenly convert it.
Somebody that's never heard of you before. Yeah. And like the Eddie Reader one was a fantastic one for that. You know, it was a lovely big theatre up. I played the Enniskillen one up in the Ardoan. It's a beautiful theatre. And you have a few hundred people that didn't know you, and they're there to see her, and you can, you know, when you do convert them, it's a lovely feeling.
That's great. So good luck with the video. I know you have a sore throat and all, you know. Oh, God love you. It always happens when you least need a wee bit of an ailment that'll creep up on you. You
never need an ailment. I have to say a big shout out to Dawson's Music in Belfast because they're lending me a mic for tonight. So thank you, Dawson.
Old fashioned microphone.
The old caged mic, yeah. Real like Billie Holiday style.
Oh, very good. You'll have to, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing this video now, I really am. So listen, when's the next gig?
The next gig is the 29th of October. Is it right? It's a Wednesday night. Let me just check. Sorry, Johnny.
No, you're okay.
Yeah, Wednesday the 29th.
I have never asked a musician or a singer yet about their gig and them to know it off the top of their head.
Oh, normally I do. Mm-hmm. Normally I'm on the
You'd
ball.
Be surprised
with this stuff.
The people sitting there who don't. I don't know when we're playing again. You know, honestly.
Yeah.
Because you're so immersed in the music, you know. That's detail someone else can look after.
No,
you know?
I normally have to know all that. So the next one in Belfast, the 29th of October, it's just going to be a wee acoustic gig in the Black Box. We're going to trial out some of the album tracks and I'm aiming towards an album.
Then
I've got a support slot for Mary Coughlin in November. Brilliant. In the Black Box. And then I'm off to Nashville in November, so there'll be a few gigs there.
Just threw that in very casually. Nashville, you know. Well, what's the thoughts about the trip to Nashville? Have you arranged to work with someone, or what's going on?
I've got 9 days over there, and at the minute, 7 of them are full. So,
Brilliant.
I'm going to be working with some really incredible songwriters. A lady called Benita Hill, who's written for all sorts of stars. Two of her songs were Garth Brooks' number ones.
Yeah.
She's written for Crystal Gayle. She's written for loads of people. I'm going to be in the Blue Rooms studio for a day or two, possibly. And they're like one of the biggest studios in Nashville.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier about them and how they did all like Aretha Franklin's brass parts and stuff.
Brilliant.
And the guy that I'm working with, Charles Yuengling, he won a Grammy for Willie Nelson's album. And another big guy that worked with the Rolling Stones.
Whoa! I mean, this is big stuff indeed.
It is big stuff. And then another guy, John Tiven. And he produced Wilson Pickett's last album. And he's worked with the Rolling Stones and all sorts. So I'm working with some really amazing people. So
it's a brilliant opportunity for
you. It's amazing. I'm terrified, but but really looking forward to it at the same time.
Yeah. No, listen, good luck to you. So, you're going to sing us a song. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do one that's probably going to make the album now. We're trying to cut it down. This is a song called This Life. And it's literally, I wrote this when I wasn't singing very much, but I really wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like kind of one of those get off your arse and do what you're supposed to be doing kind of songs.
No problem. Go on ahead, Amanda.
Thank you. Give up on my life. I was struggling along and I barely recognized myself. You came along, helped me believe in me. Now the passion is flowing and I'm clear that this is the real me. This life is what we make it. This life could be so sacred when we commit to what we believe. This life is for the taking. There is no time to waste when you follow your dreams. You can achieve. I had been sitting around waiting for my big break, but I was held back by my fears and my insecurities. You came along, help me believe in me. Now I'm back in the game. I am the cause of my own destiny. This life is what we make it. This life could be so sacred when we commit to
Well, we believe this life is for the taking. There is no time to waste when you follow your dreams. You can achieve. Love has shone some light on me when I was darkened by doubt. Thank you for helping me. See what's inside of me, of me. This life is what we make it. This life could be so sacred when we commit to what we believe. This life is for the taking. There is no time to waste when you follow your dreams. You can achieve. This life is what we make it. This life could be so sacred when we commit to what we believe. This life is for the taking. There is no time to waste when you follow your dreams. You can achieve.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Dean, thank you, sir. Thank you. Amanda, that is brilliant. Good luck with the video.
Thanks very
and
much.
And Nashville, we're all thank raging you. With jealousy. You know, that's brilliant. Thank you, folks.
Thanks so much for having us, Johnny.